Welcome to the City Place Church Podcast. My name is Josiah Williams, and here is my challenge for you. As you're listening to the message, I challenge you to remove as many distractions as possible, to write out a few notes and things that stand out to you, and afterwards, share what you've learned on one of your social media outlets. We level up by giving a level 10. Thanks again, and enjoy the message.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to City Place Church. I'm so excited to be able to spend this time with you today. I am amped up, and I just can't wait to deliver what God has put in me for all of us. And so welcome to you today, City Place family, literally watching throughout the United States and even some parts of the world. Welcome today. You know, I'm so excited to be able to spend this time with you on behalf of my wife, Taisha. My name is Damon. We are the lead pastors of City Place Church. And God's been stirring some things up in me. And there's nothing like having a moment of worship in the presence of God. And so I just pray that whenever we come together during these times of worship, whether it's in our home or when we start gathering again real soon, I pray that you put a high price on the presence of God. I pray that when we sing about exalting God, I pray that you know that when we say, God, we exalt you, and when we lift up the name of Jesus, what we're saying is we put you higher than, and you are seated higher than anything that we could be going through in our present situation. In fact, the Bible says that he has been given, Jesus has been given a name that's above every other name. And so when we sing about Jesus and we say, I exalt you, and when we say, God, we lift your name high, when we say that there's no one like you above all others, Jesus, it's all about you. And so this morning, I got to be honest with you, I'm a little fired up and ready to go because we've been in a series called Frequency over the last few weeks. And we're about to head out of that series, and I felt like God told me, no, I've got just one more thing to say. Because if we're not careful, our churches came out of 21 days of prayer. If we're not careful, we'll make 21 days of prayer an event and a activity. But what God has been calling our church to do is to grow spiritually mature and to enjoy communicating with God through prayer so that we can see the kingdom of God established in full authority. And so this morning, I want you to lean in level 10. I want you to lean in level 10. Come on, lean in. Leaning in level 10 here at City Place Church means that we remove the distractions, we engage in the conversation, and we take notes. And you can follow along with me this morning by downloading these same notes at cityplacechurch.com/notes. Because I promise you, God wants to stir something in us today, because he's got one more thing that he wants to just deposit in us. I refuse to move on to something else when God says, stay planted right here. Don't move. Stay focused. And so we want God to just to download all that heaven sees. And this morning, as I get ready to pray, to kick us off in the service, in the God's word, we want to just pause, because there's a lot of noise going on around us. A lot of things are taking place. And there are hurricanes that have gone through states like Texas and Louisiana. And we're going to pray, because we have committed ourselves in this new season of City Place Church that we are going to be led by the Spirit of God, and we're going to pray. And so if you can with me right now, right where you are, don't do any dishes. Don't just say, kids, hold on, bring them in. In fact, your kids can be watching their City Place Kids lesson right now on YouTube, or you can download it wherever it may be. But let's just have just a couple of moments in God's presence and just pray that the things that are taking place right now in our country, in our world, that the presence of God, that God himself has full permission to reside here. I asked myself this question this week, and I want you to think about this. I've been asking God, God, what are your thoughts? How do you feel? Am I, as a Christ follower, are my words, are my actions, Are my social media posts, are my responses the way you want me to respond? In this 21 days of prayer, our devoted time that we were in, I've been like, God, wreck my life, because I want to come out of this season in time with more power and such a realization of you than I ever could have imagined. And so this morning, let's just pray as we kick off our service and we get ready to jump in the Word of God, because we're going to be spending some time in the book of Daniel today. Let's pray. Father, we welcome you. You've already been welcomed. We've sang a song of worship to you. But Father, we acknowledge that this moment in our time matters not if you aren't meeting us in our homes, if you aren't meeting me in the studio right now, if you aren't meeting us right where we are. And Father, I just pray right now that you'll be with families that are recovering from the hurricane and they're rebuilding their life, or their family's been impacted through loss. Holy Spirit, I pray that the Church of Jesus Christ will represent you well as we care for them. God, I pray that as there's so many different tensions taking place in race relations and political tension and families and people being impacted through mental illness or suicidal thoughts, Jesus, you're the only one that could heal us. And so, Father, we don't move any step forward without saying, Jesus, it's all about you and you're the only one that can meet us and change us. Jesus, this whole service is all about you. I declare that this is all about an audience of one. God, I pray that we won't be selfish, that you just speak clearly to us and we just go on about our day. God, I ask that you change us. And I ask that we are changed so much that we change the sphere of our influence. Be with us today. Rest on us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm so excited. If you have your Bibles, go with me to Daniel chapter 10. Daniel chapter 10. If this is your first time hanging out with the City Place family, literally online, all across the United States, all across the world, I welcome you today. Do me a favor. If this is your first time, do me a favor. Will you fill out a virtual connect card? You can go to cityplacechurch.com/card. We'd love to connect with you. Well, let's jump into the Word. Daniel chapter 10. Daniel chapter 10, verse 12 says this. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read these 3 to 4 verses, and then I'm going to tell us a story that will create the context. And then we're just going to focus just on a couple more things before we jump out of our frequency series. I'm going to give you a subtitle here in a second. But we're just going to continue to lean in on the fact that we have this moment where we're going to lean into the presence of God. Daniel chapter 10, verse 12. If you have it, say amen. If you have it, say amen. I can't wait to see y'all. Our team is getting ready to, we're making preparations right now. Something to praise God for. We've been given access to our location. And so we can't wait. Our team's making plans to see you again real soon. So be on the lookout this September for when we can see you again in a safe way. Come on, somebody. Just so that we can give air high fives and just worship God and just celebrate and just have fun together. Amen. Daniel chapter 10, 12 through 14 says this. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, from the first day. Everybody say the first day. Come on, say the first day. From the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before God, your words were heard. From the first day you set your heart in a place to hear God, your words were heard. And I have come because of your words. Daniel, I have come because of your prayer. Verse 13, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days from the 21st day that you started back in the day. God heard you, but there was some resistance. And behold, Michael, the one who stands by God, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left by myself there with the kings of Persia. And now I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision refers to many days yet. The vision refers to many days yet. This day as we are hanging out, City Place family, the thought that I want to lean in, because I was getting ready to jump into another series and I felt like the Holy Spirit said, wait a second, there's still some noise. There's still some things taking place that can cause some of us to be distracted. And I felt like the Lord said, just hold on. Hold on. I've got one more thing. I've got one more thing. See, when I grew up, there was this old school show called Columbo. My parents, it was like their generation and before. And there was this guy named Columbo. It was played by an actor named Peter Falk. And Peter Falk played this character, Columbo, who was a private investigator. And so anytime Columbo would be on the scene, he'd be searching through the evidence and he'd be talking to whomever, and he'd say, well, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna get out of the way. And as he would start walking, he'd lean back and he'd say just like this, one more thing. And right at that time, that would be the time when he would say, I always knew you were guilty. But I just wanted to say one more thing so that I can keep your attention to deliver to you the thing that was going to impact your life. And I felt like before we went to any other series, God said, Damon, I want you to just deliver one more thing. And so I don't know how long we'll stay with one more thing, but we are still trying to cancel out the noise. And in Daniel chapter 10, we find Daniel having a conversation with an angel. And the angel is communicating with Daniel because Daniel had been praying. And if you begin with Daniel chapter 10 and you start at verse 1, it says that an angel begins to visit Daniel. And as Daniel is seeking God, the angel taps him on the shoulder and it startles Daniel. And he says, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid from the first day. Everybody say first day. From the first day, you set your heart, you humbled yourself to seek the face of God. I want you to know that your prayers and the words that you spoke had been heard. Can I tell you that the first day, the first time, the first moment you utter, Father, I need you, you've been heard. From the first day, from the first time, from the first moment you said, God, I need you. From the first moment you said, God, change me. From the first moment you said, God, change our city, change our nation. We need peace here. We need brokenness here. We need things to be made whole here. God heard you. From the first day, God heard you. He said, and the reason why God heard you was because you positioned your heart to understand what he wanted to say and what he wanted to do. He says, but I gotta be honest with you, I ran into some resistance. See, over the last few weeks as we've been in this series called Frequency, and now I just trying to deliver to you one more thing. We said that we needed to have a spiritual focus. What is our spiritual focus? We said that we wanted to be able to listen for and to God's voice in everything that we do. We said that we couldn't just be out here just doing our own thing. God, we needed to hear your voice. We said it this way. We said that God doesn't have a speaking problem, y'all. But we have a listening, hearing problem. God is speaking, but we aren't listening. Then we broke it down like this. This one was a little painful for me. And I asked you if I could be honest with you. And you said yes back in those few weeks. We said some of us don't want to hear God because what he will tell us will be inconvenient. Some of us say, God, speak to me. But when he says something to us, we don't want to hear it. Why? Because we don't want to change sometimes. And so God doesn't have a speaking problem. We have a hearing problem. But there are moments in our life where we really don't want to hear what God has to say. We don't want to rely on God's word because the Bible says that it will mend and bend and heal and convict and challenge and convict. And so when we've been in our frequency series, we said that we're trying to cancel the noise because God really is talking. And we gave four things in week number one that we said will impact our ability to hear God. And if we look at the story in Daniel chapter 10, we'll find that Daniel pushed past these things. And then we see that there's a response from heaven to Daniel silencing the noise. Watch this. We said that there are four things. We said that our heart condition, can impact our ability to hear God. If we have a hard heart, we can't hear what God's saying because there's things that God hasn't healed yet, things that we haven't turned over to God yet. And the angel looks at Daniel and he says, from the first day you prepared your heart, from the first day that you settled yourself into a place to where it was all about you and it was all about God, but it had nothing to do with what you physically could do, but all of what God could do. See, our heart condition impacts our frequency. Distractions. Daniel nestled himself. He said, God, you got 21 days of my life. And my 21 days I'm giving to you. I am not allowing anything to distract me. The third thing we said was immaturity. That place where we can hear God's word and we just throw it aside and we say, I don't know if I want to do it. And God's like, I'm trying to grow you to be stronger. Daniel was mature enough to say, God, I am in this with you. And I know that the only thing that can change my environment is you. And then the final thing that we said that impacts our frequency is a prepared heart. Daniel, from the first day, when you settled your heart to understand, God heard you. God heard you. Now let's give some context to Daniel and why he's in the position that he's in. See, Daniel is in a position of prayer because if we go all the way back to Daniel chapter 1, and I've got to speed up so that I can get us to the end so I can give you just one more thing. See, Daniel, the Bible says in Daniel chapter 1, him and some of his friends, the Bible says that they were handsome and strong and some of the smartest young people in Israel. And it says that the people of Babylon had taken over and pulled the people of Jerusalem and Israel and brought them into their secular environment. And it says that because they were wise and they were smart, they wanted to bring what was wise and smart and influential into a secular environment to change them. But it said, but God's word says in Daniel, you have to read it on your own, Daniel chapter 1, all the way through. It says that Daniel and all of the boys and the young people with him said, we will not be changed by our culture, but we will change the culture because we walk with the living God. So in Daniel chapter 1, 2, and 3, we find stories of the king of that land trying to give them food to eat because there was a taste and there was a culture that was happening over here. But Daniel and the boy said, we don't want those food because that will defile how God made us, how God created us. That will defile our integrity and our conviction. Just give us the vegetables. We can't eat of the secular environment when God has put something in us. We need to keep chewing on what's sacred and holy. See, you and I could be in the world, be residing in it, but still hold fast to the conviction that God has given you and I. Are you with me? I can function in my secular job, but still represent the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. Come on, somebody. Daniel said, we will not bow. Daniel had some friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the Bible says that they were told that they had to worship a God that couldn't do anything for them. That there was more than one God. Anything sound familiar to today? That there was more than one way to the Father. And if they didn't worship that way, then they would be thrown in the fiery furnace. And the boy says, listen, whether God delivers us or not, we are functioning in this secular environment, but we will not bow to the environment by which we live. We are change agents. We are change agents. And so whether you do whatever you feel like you're going to do, we will not bow because our God is the one that we will exalt. And so no matter what happens, we will stand in the sacred and the holy presence of God. And the Bible says they're thrown into the fiery furnace. They throw in three, and the men who are like, yeah, we got him, they look and they say, well, why do we see four? And the Bible says that when the people looked in, they saw four, and it said, and they said this, the fourth looks like the Son of God. Can I tell you that in the middle of the crazy, in the middle of the noise, if you and I will not be conformed to the secular, be conformed to the environment that we're in, but we will stand in the sacred place, in the holy place of the presence of God, saying, God, I am being positioned in your presence. You have my heart. You have my soul. You have all of me. If we will say, God, you have all of me, God will show up for you. See, when we've committed ourselves to pray, we're saying, God, this is not just a moment in time, but your presence will go with me every single day. One of the days that we prayed during our 21 days of prayer was God's presence. And we said, God, don't let your presence go anywhere. Don't let it go anywhere. Keep it with us. So let me tell you, those boys said, we're going to serve God. And then there was Daniel. The Bible says that Daniel had this mode where he was going to pray three times a day. And he was growing in favor with God and man. You have to read Daniel chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and land at 10. Oh, I don't have the time. I wish I did. But it says that Daniel was so in love with God. He so valued the presence of God that every single day he would sneak away and he would be found praying. And while he was praying, the Bible says that he was being escalated and promoted in a secular environment, so much so that the people in the secular environment was listening to the wisdom that was coming from Daniel. Can I tell you that God can drop nuggets in you to impact a secular environment so that God can be glorified in the end? So it says that Daniel is praying, but the people are like, who's this Daniel? Can't believe it. He's an outsider. You brought in the outsider. And it says that they decide, we will get in the king's ear and we will create a rule and a law that says, no one can pray to anyone else except for the God that the king says. Yeah, that'll get him. But Daniel said, I will not be conformed to the secular when God has given me the sacred and the holy, and I can go into God's presence every single day. I can hear God speak to me for myself. I will not pay attention to the noise of what's around me. I will be a change agent. I'm sorry, I've only got one more thing that I'm trying to get to you, but I have to tell this story. And it says that Daniel goes, he says, I'm going to pray to the God that changed my life. I'm going to pray in the school. I know you told me I can't pray over my school lunch, but kids, you pray over your school lunch. I know they told me that I just can't pray and lift my hands and worship. Oh, no. You pray and lift your hands. Why? Because he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Never be ashamed to say that Jesus is the reason. I was listening to some Kirk Franklin this week, y'all. No, look, never be afraid to say that Jesus is the reason why. And it says that they throw Daniel in a lion's den. They trapped him. And it says that Daniel's like, oh, I'm be fine. They throw him in the lion's den. The Bible says that God sends an angel, and the angel's like, sorry, man. Lion, you're not going to eat him. The king says, oh my goodness, I cannot believe that Daniel was saved. And Daniel's like, I told you that the reason why so many things are happening in my life and in my friend's life is because we have access to the sacred and the holy. And we refuse to be conformed, New Testament, to this world where we will be transformed by keeping our mind renewed and stayed on him. So Daniel says, hey, I told you. And the king says, no one else but Daniel's God. And so when you leave Daniel from the lion's den and you find that story in the book of Daniel, Daniel begins to set his heart on praying for the freedom of his people. And Daniel clicks into something as he's praying. If you read from all the way from Daniel chapter 1, and we land in Daniel chapter 9, we find that Daniel is seeking God at an intense rate. In fact, let me show it to you. This is what Daniel says in Daniel chapter 9, verse 3. It says this, it says, then I set my face toward the Lord God to make a request of prayer and supplication. The word supplication means to hold on. It's almost like you're begging. I won't let you go until I see a change. And I did that with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. Like I set everything aside. I humbled myself to the lowest point because I prayed to the Lord my God and I made confession. I said, oh Lord, great God, who keeps his mercy and his covenant with those who love him and with those who keep his covenant. Watch now, verse 5, he says, we have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled even by departing from your instruction, your precepts, and your judgments. Father, we've done wrong. We've done wrong. And then when you get to verse 16 through verse 19 in Daniel chapter 9, he says, but God, I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry. Forgive us. And Daniel's like upright, but he says, God, if it's just me praying for my city, if it's just me praying for unity in the races, if it's just me praying for unity in homes throughout my city, in my neighborhood, if it's just me praying for people to not have to deal and walk through COVID and for it to be removed, if it's just me praying that families that have been impacted through the hurricanes, God, if it's just me praying, God, I'm crying out to you. God, I'm not leaving your presence. God, if it's just me, God, forgive me for what I may not even know we've done, but God, I know that we're not always upright. God, forgive me. God, I'm crying out. And the Bible says that as Daniel is crying out day after day, when we get to Daniel chapter 10, tap on the shoulder, Daniel, from the first day, when you had a right heart, when you removed all of the distractions, when you sat in a place of spiritual maturity to say, God, this is all going to result with us being closer to you. When you had your heart prepared to see God fulfill what you desire and what you pray for, I just want you to know that God heard you. See, when we lean into the presence of God, I believe that the angel was going, Daniel, I just want to tell you what was taking place behind the scenes. I just want you to see that from the first day you prayed, I was already moving towards you. But this is what he says in like 13 and 14. He says, but I ran into a struggle. The prince of Persia represents the demonic spiritual forces that we can't see. The things that are trying to hold ground for your health, for your family, for unity amongst us in kingdom places, and for just families being mended together and marriages to stay strong, and for our mental health to stay in a place where our mind is walking and living and resting in the place of peace. There's this struggle that the angel says, it's what you don't see. And what you don't know, Daniel, was that as you were praying, I was getting closer and closer. But what you were praying for took more than just me. I had to go to the Father and say, God, do this for Daniel. And God said, let's go. Michael, you're right beside me. Get him. And so can I tell you that as you pray and you seek God and you're saying, God, I've been praying day after day, day after day. I want you to know that, listen, you have to remember what you committed to do. I believe the angel's like, just one more thing. You remembered what you were committing to do. You were faithful at the beginning of the story. And you were faithful when your friends were going through. You were faithful when you were in the lion's den. And you came out praying because you wanted to see God not just impact you, but you wanted to see God impact your family. You wanted to see God impact your community. You wanted to see God impact your nation. Don't stop praying. Remember what you were committed to do. And I felt like as I was preparing this week, I felt like God said, Damon, don't forget what we have been committed to do. We said that we were going to come into 21 days of prayer and that we were asking God to spiritually spiritually mature us, and we were saying, God, we want to tear down the strongholds that the enemy had put in our city, in our families, in this nation. God, if we were just going to be one of these churches, God, let us be one of the ones that you've chosen, God, to pray it through so that your kingdom authority can be established. So can I tell you, when he's looking at Daniel and he's tapping him on the shoulder, he's saying, Daniel, from the first day, we started throwing blows in the territory where the enemy was trying to hold your family and your community down. We were fighting and we were wrestling, and all of heaven said that Daniel and his community and his city and his nation will see victory because, Daniel, you stayed in a place of prayer and you wouldn't let go. If you're taking notes, just one more thing before I go to the next series, or before we go to the next thing, or before the next situation comes up that throws a blow at our life and we're saying, God, this too. No, let me tell you, let's remember what we've been committed to do. You and I might be in a secular environment, but we've got the sacred and we've got the holy. And so we will stand and say, God, you brought me in here to be a change agent that brings glory to you. Come on, somebody. Let me tell you, you are stronger than what you may think. You have power because the Spirit of God rests in you. And if you're hanging out with us, a part of the City Place family, and this is your first time, and maybe you haven't heard anyone preach life to you, maybe you've always been told that you're less than, and you didn't even want to give Jesus a try. Maybe you've been seeing all of this stuff going on, and you're like, I don't know if I want to be a part of the Church of Jesus. Let me tell you, it's not about religion. It's about relationship with the one and only Jesus Christ who died for you. And so this morning, my assignment is to stir up in you faith that no one can take away, but you have access because you are a son or a daughter of Jesus. So just remember what you committed to do. I believe that the angel, when he was saying, Daniel, you remembered what you committed to do. I also believe that he was saying, I just want you to know that as I was taking every step by step, I wanted you to know that when you pray, you set things in motion. Can I tell you that the minute you say Jesus, the Bible says at the mention of his name, demons tremble and flee. Come on, somebody. Come on, can we say Jesus? Come on, say Jesus. Come on, say Jesus. The minute you mention his name, boom, in motion. The minute you mention his name, demons say, we got to go. Get everything. We it's time to go. We cannot stay here, because they're finally walking in the power and the purpose, and they're realizing that they really do have a name that is above every other name. Jesus. 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 At the mention of your name. Jesus. See, the Bible says that it is the prayer that Daniel prayed that brought him victory. I believe as the angel was communicating with Daniel, he said, Daniel, one of the things, man, that was powerful was that you didn't abort what you committed in prayer. You didn't abort what you committed in prayer. See, when we position ourselves and we remember what we committed to do, and when we realize that the minute we start praying, there's things that's moving in the spiritual realm, and we realize, God, I'm gonna pray until what heaven has released hits, then we'll rest in the place to where we're like, okay, I will not abort what you said. Let me read a verse. The Bible says this in James chapter 1, 6 through 8. It says, but let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like the wave of the sea driven to and fro, tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, for a double-minded man is unstable in all their ways. Daniel, yeah, because on the first day you set your heart and you stayed in that place and you just continued to pray, I want you to know that you were committed. We started moving. All of heaven. Father, I need more. Send them so that they can see their breakthrough. I want you to know that because you were committed to what you were praying for, you didn't abort. You didn't cancel. You had one track in your focus. God, do for us what you promised. One more thing. Don't abort what you've committed to in prayer. Final thing. I feel like if Daniel could say something to us this morning, I feel like Daniel would say, decree with committed expectation. We're praying, we're seeking God, we're holding on, we're trusting, we're celebrating all that God has done. But I believe Daniel would say, listen, y'all, as you're laboring before the Lord, as you're praying, as you're praising God and you're believing God, turn it into a declaration of expectation. Where you're praying and you're crying out, and I know, God, this is Daniel. God, I know that we may have done wrong, but I know that you're faithful. I know that you're forgiving. I know that we can walk upright with you. I know that there's blessing for us. I know that there's favor for us. I know that you haven't called us to live under, but you've called us to live over so that we can be victorious, which then brings you glory. Can I tell you that if you and I will decree with committed expectation, we shall see a thing. See, you got to go back a few weeks into the series. You can watch it on YouTube at City Place Church, or you can listen to the podcast, City Place Church. We said that the more we hear God, the reason why he speaks to us is because he wants to pull us close. He wants to declare things to us. He wants to lead us and guide us. He wants to protect us and convict us. And he pulls us so close to his voice because he wants to tell us how much he loves us. So as we are declaring from our heart, the desire or the promise of God or the provision of God, God's like, you're declaring what I've declared to you. Job 22:28 says, you will decree and declare a thing and it will be established to you. So light will shine in your ways. God will fulfill that thing that you declare so that he can receive the ultimate glory and the honor. Let me just say one more thing. In this season of life, you have full permission. Y'all hear me? Full permission to rest in the sacred and the holy, because you have access to the presence of God, to the voice of God. And in the middle of the noise, eat these vegetables. Sorry, we can't eat. Worship this God. Sorry, we will never bow. Put us in the fiery furnace. Pray only to this God. There's only one person who receives my glory and who's received the glory and the honor and who will ever receive my prayer. And that's my Father God. Throw him in the lion's den. In the middle of all of the noise, Daniel said, if I don't hear your voice, nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. As we wrap up today, I want to just declare to you and decree to you one more thing. You have access to the presence of the Lord, which gives you access to the voice of God. You know, right where you are, many of you are watching today, and you haven't made that decision to follow Jesus yet, or maybe you've just been living kind of in a comfortable place. I want to tell you, I'm so fired up because I know the possibility of seeing so many people walk in a relationship with God in this day and time. And this morning, it would be my honor to introduce you to Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus died for you. He rose again so that he can have a relationship with you. Not your family members, of course he can have a relationship with them, but I mean, not so that you can kind of go, well, that's their thing. That's not my thing. No. He died for you. And this morning, it would be my high honor to be able to pray with you. The Bible says this. It says, if you confess with your mouth, if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died and rose again, that he comes and he lives on the inside of you. And this morning, I would love to pray a simple prayer. In fact, I'm going to pray it with you. And all I want you to do is just pray it after me. And everybody else that's watching, people have been praying for you the whole time. Everybody, will you pray this prayer with me? Come on, you ready? Come on, bold. Say this. Say, dear Jesus, today I acknowledge that you died for me. I acknowledge that you rose for me. And today, I silence the noise and I accept you freely as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, City Place family. Come on, can we make some noise? Come on, can we make some noise? Make some noise for Jesus today. Come on. The Bible says that when one person receives Jesus, all of heaven goes crazy. All of heaven. So there's a party going on up in heaven right now for the decision you made. And here's what I want you to do. Because there is a clear next step. There is a clear next step when we say, Jesus, I want to follow you. And this is going to take a little boldness, okay? This is going to take a little boldness. And I'm asking you from my heart. I promise you, we will care for you as much as you will allow. Two forms of way you can let us know that you made this decision today. One, you can fill out a virtual connect card. cityplacechurch.com/card. Fill it out. Let us know that you made this decision. Or maybe you're like, well, Pastor Damon, I didn't make the decision, but I do have a prayer request. Same card. cityplacechurch.com/card. We want to come around you and we want to support you. Or you can text 407-393-8426 and just put your name and I accepted Jesus. And our team wants to come around you just to cheer you on and then give you some next steps. We would love to be a part of your spiritual family. In the right City Place? Come on, no matter where you are, we want to be a part of your family. And so welcome home. I'm so honored that I get a chance to share those moments with y'all. I'm telling you, it makes my heart smile so much. The last thing we're gonna do today is we're gonna worship the Lord with our giving. We're gonna worship the Lord with our giving. You heard me mention earlier just the impact of the hurricanes that have gone through some of the states here in our country. We're already trying to find ways that we could be a blessing. We're always trying to respond. And so just know that we are on the hunt to try to find ways to allow God to use City Place to make an impact. And so I just want you guys to be aware of that. So just know that we're also working to bring a smile to some of the teachers and the staff that are caring for many of your children as they go back in person. We're just gonna bring them a smile, a tasty treat. September. And so just know that the kingdom finances that we sow into God's house, into God's kingdom, our heart is to really make an impact and to just show the love of Jesus. And so as you give today, let's just pray and believe that we're going to be able to blow some minds and bring a smile and let people really feel the love of Jesus. Amen. You can give online, cityplacechurch.com/give. But I'm going to get ready to pray. Thank you so much for everything that you sow and everything that you give. And again, if you've been impacted in any way through this pandemic, we want to know so that we can come around you and support you as best as we can. I can honestly tell you that through your generosity, we've been able to help families inside of City Place, outside of City Place, and literally across the world in other countries through medical support and other things. And so I just want to say thank you. It makes my heart so happy, and I know it does the Lord as well. And so let me pray as we get ready to give. One final thing, we are planning to be able to see you again at some point, hopefully in September, to just be able to smile at you, wave at you, But just stay tuned to that. And if something changes, your safety is our priority. And so everything is fluid right now. We want to make sure that we care for you well, but we also know that many of you are saying, we want to smile and wave at each other. And so just know that our team is working hard to be able to provide both an online and an in-person atmosphere for you to be able to feel the love of Jesus in person. Amen. And then you'll also be hearing about some things in the next coming days on social media via email about our fall small groups, which kick off mid-September. And so let me pray us out, and then I can't wait to see you again next Sunday right back here as a part of the City Place family online. Lord, we love you. We thank you for a great service. Thank you for lives being changed. Thank you that we get to walk with you every single day. We honor you. We thank you, Lord God, for using your kingdom finances to literally impact those around us. We're humbled. Bless our week. God, we declare that we're going to live in the sacred and the holy, because it's going to bring you honor, and we have access to your presence and your voice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, y'all. I love you. Can't wait to see you. I'm out. Studio out. See y'all later.
Thanks so much for tuning in. We hope that you've been encouraged by today's episode, and we have one final challenge for you. Take something that you've learned today or something that stuck out to you and share it with a friend or a loved one. Spread a little of what I like to call that wisdom wealth with someone else. Wherever you are, I hope that you have an incredible rest of your day.